USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House on Friday, President Trump discusses how the White House is trying to lower prescription drug prices.
To address this unfairness and to lower prices for Americans, we're finalizing the Most Favored Nation Rule. Remember that name, Most Favored Nation Rule. Nobody's ever done this.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany has a message for reporters.
Thank you, everyone, for the very good and substantive questions today.
Those comments at the end of the briefing and directed at CNN's Caitlin Collins. McEnany also asked about the vaccine, says there should be roughly 40 million vaccinations available by the end of the year due to the administration's unprecedented response to the outbreak of the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Your Turkey Day dinner will set you back a little bit less this year.
Thanksgiving celebrations may look different this year, but one thing will still be consistent. Thanksgiving dinner. And that dinner will cost you less than it has in a decade, according to new data from the American Farm Bureau. The menu for 10 people will cost an average of $46.90. That's less than $5 a person, and down $2 from a year ago. The shopping list from the Farm Bureau survey includes a turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls and butter, peas, cranberries, a veggie tray, a pumpkin pie with whipped cream, and coffee and milk. That even leaves room for leftovers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
According to a new report from UNICEF, data from 191 countries found no consistent link between reopening schools and increased rates of COVID-19 infection. The report saying schools are not a main driver of community transmission and children are more likely to get the virus outside of a school setting. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
As the coronavirus pandemic forces many people to work from home, could they be seeing a new tax? Certified public accountant Dan Geltrude has the details.
This tax is being referred to as a privilege tax. Now, this is not something right now anyway that anyone in government is talking about, but it doesn't mean that because there's talk of a tax, it wouldn't be considered. So this is actually coming from Deutsche Bank, and really what it is it's a tax on people who are working from home. Now, just when we're in the midst of this pandemic and people are getting some benefit from not having to commute and saving perhaps on some other costs, the concept is you would pay a 5% tax for the quote-unquote privilege of working from home. Now, who pays the tax? Well, the proposal is this. The employer would pay that tax if they don't provide a permanent workspace for you at the office. Otherwise, the employee pays the tax.
If the government were to move on a tax like that, it would bring in just over $48 million. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or as well on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.